This week, University of Wyoming officials proposed cutting 16 academic programs in order to meet a $15 million budget cut required for the next fiscal year. President Nichols notes that they are also looking at consolidating some programs. And so in total, she says they're actually looking at 8 to 10 program eliminations. In past years, when the University of Wyoming has made budget cuts, it's tried to avoid eliminating academic programs. But Nichols has stood by her position that academic cuts must be considered.
This is a budget cut or a budget reduction where we do need to look a little bit more seriously at academic programs and thus at faculty than we did last go round. I mean, I think you know that we've shared the numbers, and the heavy cuts last time for this FY17 did come from the staff. And we can't go back and hit the staff as heavy as we did this time.
Let me ask you this. And I mean, I'm sure you're thinking about this as you go through this process, but it seems like morale might be dipping quite a bit on campus. Mm-hmm. And for those out in the state, they probably don't know to what extent, but it seems to be very high. How worried are you about that? And is there anything you might be doing about that?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I have, you know, yes, morale is of concern. I mean, I think it is any time that you get into these kinds of situations where you have to cut the budget. I mean, I've done this a number of times at other institutions. I can tell you morale's never high when you cut a budget. At least if it is, I've never experienced that myself. So, you know, budget cuts do impact people's thoughts about the university. Morale is how you feel about a university, and it does impact that. But having said that, I have to say, as I'm out about campus talking to people, morale's not as low here as it could be, and it's not as low as I've seen it at other universities when we cut budgets. So I guess I'm not of the opinion that it's terribly low. I do think people are concerned, and there's a lot of good questions being asked, and thus our attempt to put together, I mean, right now I think shared governance is at its best, because we have all kinds of faculty groups working on this right now, and we're sharing information about it all the time. So I think to some extent morale stays a little higher just because we're really making every effort to involve faculty and staff in this.
Still, are you worried that there's a backlash and you lose people because of all this?
We'll probably lose a few people because of this. I mean, there's probably no question about that. When budgets are in question, people worry about their programs, and if there's options for them to go elsewhere and it's a good option, they may exercise that right. And, you know, we may try to retain them, but at the end of the day, it's an individual's decision what they do. So, you know, we will work to try to retain people, but I would suspect that a few people will go.
We've talked about this many times, and it's starting to look like you're going to get a proposal here very soon from the Rob Godbey's committee, where they've looked at revenue, looking at some fee increases, and some might be substantial for some of the higher cost programs on the campus. I am also aware you've gotten a little pushback from maybe some elected officials in this state. Are you going to not worry about that and just go forward and do what's best for the university, or what do you think?
I would expect what you'll see in this next year, our proposal for fall of 17, is a modest increase on tuition, but not significant, because I think that's where you get more of the pushback, is on the tuition side of it. So do we need to keep increasing tuition? Yes, I think we do a bit, but will we see a huge spike? I don't think so. However, I will be proposing a program fee, and this program fee will be to address high-cost programs where simply the cost to deliver the program outweighs many other programs on campus, and we will be asking students who take those courses in those programs to pay a program fee on top of tuition to help us deliver high-quality programs, to help us keep accreditation for those programs, and to make sure that students are really getting a great education when they pursue those majors. So you will see that proposal coming to the board.
If you were to do the fee proposal that you're anticipating will be recommended to you, we're looking about $3 or $4 million more a year. Does that sound right?
Probably a little higher than that. Yeah. They're working on it right now, and I don't have the final, but I think it's probably going to be closer to $5 million.
You also got some maybe not so great news. I mean, we're all waiting for the Consensus Revenue Estimating Group report as the governor is doing the budget, but there was an announcement a couple of weeks ago that there could possibly be some more cuts proposed. another cut would be, that'd be tough.
It'd be tough. And it will have an even more significant impact than the first cut has had. Because as you well know, the first cut, there typically is some low-hanging fruit that you can try to take advantage of. And quite honestly, I've tried to take advantage of it in this cut. But the next one, that low-hanging fruit is gone. And so now you really get into more the meat of you know, your core mission and the really essential things that you do as a university. And that worries me a lot. So, you know, do I think it may be coming? I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to talk to people and get a feel if we're going to be handed another budget cut. People are hedging. I'm not getting any clear message from anyone at this point in time. They're saying it may be coming, but nobody seems to have a number and nobody seems to know for sure. So I'm trying to visit with people as I can to see what we may be looking at, but I've got no clear indication yet at this point.
You've been accepting. Would you start pushing back?
I'd start pushing back more. Yeah. This first go round, I mean, clearly the economy's down. There's no question about it. And the revenue just wasn't there. And all state agencies are taking a budget cut. So, and all the community colleges are working through this as well. And, you know, if the money's not there, the money's not there. We need to be a team player here too. But I do think in the next go round, the state needs to do what they're, I mean, the state has asked me to prioritize on this campus. And in some ways, the state's going to have to do the same thing.
One last thing for you. You just started the strategic planning process with something you were really looking forward to getting started. What might that mean for the campus?
Well, one thing it will mean for sure is that we will have a roadmap that will take us out into the next 5 years, and it will help us see what our priorities are and what our goals are. And we're lacking that right now, as you well, I think probably most people know that the last strategic plan sunset somewhere around 2 to 3 years ago, and there's been no roadmap for the university for at least a couple of years. And I'm not a president who feels I can lead this university without a strategic plan. I just think that it is a way to communicate to the campus and beyond what it is that we're trying to accomplish here in the next 5 years, what our goals are, how we will measure our progress. Thus, we will have a set of metrics that we will be measuring ourselves again. And I think it's just a beautiful communication tool that you can take across the state, you can take to donors, you can take to stakeholders, and you can say, this is where the university is heading.
Lori Nichols, always a pleasure chatting with you. Thank you for stopping by.
You're welcome. Thank you.